This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, here to spend the next hour with you talking about food, family, and the farms. The first portion of the program, I tried to bring you up to date on some of the news that I think affects all small farmers, the independent family farmers a lot. The focus on YouPick, for example, during the COVID situation, a lot of people are asking questions. I know in my area, it's obviously too early for apples and stuff, but a lot of people are picking raspberries and strawberries and that sort of thing. And so some farmers ask questions and other farmers just put up their own rule. They didn't have to ask the question. They use some common sense. So I would suggest to you, you do what a lot of farmers are doing on the YouPick farms around the country. There certainly is an increase in customers there. I'm looking at the news from several different sources because people are hungry for the opportunity to go to the place with the food. You know, everybody's learned a great lesson through the COVID situation. That is where the food comes from, because when it wasn't in the grocery store, people were saying, well, where is it? It's still in the farm. It hasn't been picked, or somehow or other it's gotten lost in the pipeline to get to the store. So people now, understanding that, are going to the farms to see what's going on. Farmers have a lot of new management practices, and part of the focus is on the you pick what you say to your customers, what you require. Most people are doing the intelligent thing, the easy thing. You got to wear a mask, and you should be 5 or 6 feet away from people, other people that are picking. Why is that so hard? What do we need the government to tell us to do that? We use common sense, and that's what we tell us. But there are lots of the Farm Bureau has created a set of best management practices that you can find on their site. I think the National Farmers Union has as well. So if you're unsure of what you ought to be doing and you're operating a YouPick farm during this time, you might want to check the safety features that are suggested or the safety items that are being recommended by some of these people from the farm organizations. You know, there are the people that work on the farms, the hand washing routine. Most everybody is discounting when it comes to sanitizing surfaces. Yeah, they're using some of the spray things. A lot of people are making their own compound vinegar and vinegar-based things that are a lot safer. A lot of the things you probably have seen in the news this week that the government has suggested, there are like 59 different sprays, things that are supposed to sanitize surfaces that are no good. They're just bad for you. Whatever they contain, you can look it up, and that's an online thing at National Institute of Health, I think. Most of them have alcohol in them, but they're just, whether you're an employee, whether you're the boss, whether you're people, I think one of the things that you do to really get people to talk about you is to have folks, when they come into your stand to buy things, or they go out to the field to pick, if you're a YouPick operation, you have a sink and you have some soap, and you tell people when you come in, go wash your hands. Why wouldn't, I think that would put you on the map. I think it's a very intelligent thing to do. Wash your hands if you feel to before you do. I'm doing this on my farm for the ice cream vendors. Ice cream buyers. If you want to wash your, because we have calves around and people want to go touch the calves and that stuff. There's not that there's virus or germs on the calves, but I think this is a good way to tell people that you're thinking about them. And after all, without them, you have no business. So why not think about them and set up a little stand so people can wash their hands? Never mind the spray. That's the easy way out. But hand washing, physical personal distancing, sanitation of surfaces, these are things that if you haven't, I can't imagine you haven't implemented them already. For heaven's sakes, you got to. And by the way, people say, well, the show's for small farmers. How many small farmers have the ability to sell things? Well, hopefully, especially as more and more crops are becoming available, a lot of you are doing it. That's the way people are surviving, whether they're in the dairy business or whether they're in the produce business. and more people are telling you that they want to be able to do that. So encourage them letting them know this is a safe space. And it is. The farm should be a safe space. That's where you go and you feel comfortable about the quality of the food and the atmosphere. The atmosphere is very, very, very... If you've got a farm that's got junk all over the place, if you walk out of your barn and the first thing you see is a bunch of old junk tractors or equipment or trucks that should be in the scrapyard, that's no way to appeal to a large group of people that would love to come to your farm and enjoy the fresh air, the sunshine. That's the old song, fresh air, lollipops, whatever it is. You know what I'm saying. This is a special opportunity for growers. Take advantage of it. Make people feel comfortable when they come to your farm. I think that's one of the things during this crucial time. And what about the stuff that you planted and how it's doing? Corn. 80% of the corn in my neck of the woods is doing better than it has in the past 5 years, because there's been a pretty good... We've had a drought, but 36% of the crop is behind the five-year average, and the rest of it is ahead of the five-year average. But I will tell you that corn on the cob at your farm better be priced about a buck a gallon, good dog, about a buck an ear, because that's what it's costing you. The earlier, what's happened in the Northeast anyway, from Pennsylvania, New Jersey on up, although the New Jersey corn is coming in now, some of the Pennsylvania corn is lightly in New York, but in New England, we had a late frost, and the people who put their corn in the ground, a lot of people plant the first jag of corn in April, and in this year's weather, they get snapped. So corn is not available quite yet, fresh corn, local corn, on any of the farms that I know in New England yet, maybe another week. And when it comes, you better be prepared to pay a buck an ear, because that's what it's going to cost. The farmers growing, I mean, they lost their whole first crop. So you got to get somehow or other, you got to have justification. And I think people are willing to pay more anyway after what they've learned from the COVID thing. So that's something to also keep in mind, how you're pricing the food that you're selling at your stand. I know that the ice cream bus on the farm, we pretty much try to find an average. We go to four different stores. I know what it costs me to do business, and I put that into the mix in four different stores with the cost of ice cream, whether it's sundaes, whether it's cones, whether it's cups, whatever it is. We take that average, and that's what we charge. So maybe that's something you could put into your thinking as well as to how you price all of these things. So that's my look at the news and what may influence you as you are selling, the beginning of the selling season, if you will. Time now for us to put us into this season of safety and health. Information that I pass along every week on all of my programs about Calitrin and why you ought to choose Calitrin as the best way to lose weight, as the healthiest way to lose weight, as the most successful way to lose weight. This is an all-natural product approved by the FDA. It's been tested for quality and purity up the wazoo. Men, women, children, you're looking to lose weight naturally? This is the way that's been trusted for years and years and years. And it's safe even if you're on other medications. If you're on blood pressure medication or diabetic medication, don't worry about it. Gluten-free, when you go online to toploss.com, you put your order in, you'll get it very quickly. So if you're ready to transform your life, transform your body, transform your health, please go to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV. You will pay no shipping charges, and you'll be able to BOGO. That is buy one, in this case, buy three, get three free. Anything over three gets duplicated at no extra cost. And so why would you not want to do this the safe way? It's about a six-month program in my experience, so you need the buy three, get three free at least to get started. So help yourself, toploss.com. Help yourself to safety. Help yourself to the service that comes to this company. It's very, very good, very quick shippers, the whole thing. Buy into it, try it. If it doesn't work, get your money back. That's all at toploss.com using the discount code DJV. Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason, or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. You know, it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
Magnet schools serve many Connecticut communities with primarily black and Hispanic students. So to ensure racial integration, rules were adopted requiring at least 25% of new students to be white or Asian. One school in New Haven had to close because it could not meet those requirements. And in Hartford, black and Hispanic students have been turned away. A brave group called the Connecticut Parents Union is suing the state because its enrollment standards discriminate. Discriminating against any group is wrong because it misses the greatest lesson of the American Civil Rights Movement, that people should not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. America's first principle is that all people are created equal, and our policies ought to reflect that.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Moving on now, moving forward on this week's American Family Farmer, Doug Steffen here with Nicole Del Cogliano, who has an organic growers school. There must be a real need for this, and so I wanted to invite you here to see how practical it is under the circumstances. Are more and more people wanting to become growers, and more of them focused on the organic side of things? Nicole, first of all, welcome. Happy to have you here. How did this farm beginnings all begin?
Thank you. The Organic Growers School has been around for 27 years. We started in 1993 with a group of small organic farmers in western North Carolina. Mm-hmm. And so certainly from that time, there has been an increased interest in growing commercially and for home growers. And so at Organic Growers School, it's always been our mission to inspire and educate and support people to farm, garden, and live organically. And certainly in this time of the pandemic, there has been an increased interest for people to learn more about the ways of growing food for themselves. And then I particularly work with new and beginning farmers in the Farm Beginnings program that you mentioned.
How do they find you?
Well, I guess because we've been around for quite some time, so we sort of built our reputation throughout the region and throughout the Southeast. And one of our things that we really focus on at Organic Grower School is farmer-to-farmer learning. And so it's really a way to create a peer network. And so maybe because of that, we're not we consider farmers the experts, and so we're not necessarily bringing in people with fancy degrees, but people that are on the ground doing the work. And so,
Can I give you a round of applause? May I give you a round of applause for that? That's not to denigrate people who have had great educational experiences, but we're relying too much, it seems to me, in my farm experience anyway, relying too much on people more. I see it more in the in the people that are working for the state or these the organizations that are sort of trying to, quote-unquote, control agriculture, control growing. I don't see a lot of practical approaches to things which the farmers have. So congratulations to you on going the practical route. More as we just got started here with Nicole Del Cogliano from the Organic Growers School, website organicgrowersschool.org.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, Bill Hyde here for Safe Places USA. If you're thinking it might be finally time to move out of a dangerous urban area to a safer place before things get worse, pay close attention. Because the feeling in your gut, the one telling you to get out, could save your life. Here's why. You can now find out where the safest places in this country are by going to safeplacesusa.com and checking out the Ultimate Relocation Manual. It's your personal guide to the tips, tricks, and techniques for relocating your family to the safest places in America. All broken down in 15 strategic, critical categories along with checklists and preparation sources. So if you want a clear path to getting out of Dodge, go to safeplacesusa.com. That's safeplacesusa.com. Use coupon code GCN and get half off the manual all this week. Plus, get the following books free with your Ultimate Relocation Manual. Pandemic Survival Secrets. Your Home, Your Fortress. All free this week at safeplacesusa.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm. I ain't hearing nothing. Such a beautiful sound.
Doug Steffen here on this week's American Family Farmer, with the Organic Grower School in our focus, a leader in providing education to small-scale farmers. I think that I like the idea here, the small-scale farmer who doesn't necessarily... There are a lot of people, let's be honest, Nicole. We know there are a lot of kids coming out of school that have grandiose ideas, and that's fabulous. Maybe that helps to make them successful. But I've talked to people as I've been doing this program 4 or 5 years, and it's basically aimed at two things. Helping people understand what's going on successful farms so there may be ideas to help your farm be better. And also to kind of connect the farm to family and food, which is something, again, going back to what you said a minute or two ago about the pandemic or the whatever you want to call the situation we're in, we have found rather awkwardly that we don't know where the food comes from and there's none in the store, so where is it? Let's go find it. And that's what's helped, I think, a lot of people come around to wanting to grow on their own anyway, or go find the local farm. So you've intrigued me with the idea of people going to this school who want to just have a garden at home. What's the percentage of people going to the Organic Growers School that are just wanting to have a good garden for themselves versus those who are starting a business?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think through the years, actually, our numbers have increased of the people that we work with and serve who are just home growers. And so one of the pieces of our work is that we believe by, helping to provide education and give people the tools to grow food, that will allow us all to really create a thriving food system and thriving communities. Mm-hmm. And so I think, our farmer programs are a smaller segment of our overall work, and its interest by people just to grow for themselves has increased more and more throughout the years of our beginnings.
So would I take from that that the farm business has not been thriving? Is that the acknowledgement that farming has sort of slowed down? And if that's the case, I don't want to put words in your mouth. If somebody came to me and asked me that question, I would say yes, and it's because. So I'll let you answer, if you don't mind, both of those in whatever order you choose.
Sure. Well, that's true. And in North Carolina, so, you know, we just had our ag census completed in 2017. And, you know, in the time between then and 2012, North Carolina lost 4,000 farms. That's about 9% of our farms. We had an increase in the number of farmers farming on less than 10 acres. And those are the kind of farmers that we see and that we serve in our organization. And I will say that we also, in North Carolina, the racial diversity of our farmers decreased significantly in all categories, and we added more white farmers. And so I think when you look at the history of agriculture and who is able to farm, I think that's a really important piece to look at and analyze, and that's something that we've started to do in our work at Organic Growers School and in Farm Beginnings.
You know, one of the things that I focused on a few weeks ago in the American Family Farmer, we do a podcast of the shows, and we had some different touches to it, but the podcast is available at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. One of the things we were talking about was the lack of diversity, how much less land is owned by blacks these days, and how much, in terms of working on farms, how fewer, you know, if we were bringing in people from outside the country, what about those who want to work here? That sort of thing. So that's something that I do believe we ought to follow that road a little bit more, not because it seems to be the thing of the moment, but because it is, you know, there's the little, I don't know, justice isn't the word, but the right thing. And a lot of farmers who are black don't get access to capital either. We'll talk more about how this all works as we continue on this week's American Family Farmer.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
800-832-1549. 800-832-1549. That's 800-832-1549.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week, we talk about the issues that matter to us most. We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men. And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Twitter says at this time it's limiting the ability to tweet, as well as other actions to deal with con artists for trying to cheat people out of money trolling for Bitcoin. It's a hack that's impacting a lot of big names.
It is extremely rare to see this many high-profile accounts compromised at the same time.
CNET's Ian Schur.
We're talking about Elon Musk. We're talking about Barack Obama. We're talking about Bill Gates.
It seems to be a money scam. The hacked accounts all contain the same message.
It is this tweet that encourages people to give money to a certain Bitcoin account.
Some experts believe the hackers were able to get into Twitter's infrastructure. 87-year-old Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is now back at home after a short hospital stay to treat a possible infection. A court spokesperson said she's doing well. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, self-reliance gardeners. Now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
The Trump administration is working hard to fix America's bridges and roads. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
President Trump says his administration is cutting red tape to clear the path for new infrastructure projects.
An unprecedented top-to-bottom overhaul of the infrastructure approval process that has cost trillions of dollars in delays like you wouldn't believe.
President Trump, speaking at a UPS facility in Atlanta, also saying the United States will prevail in the fight against the coronavirus.
A teenager has died of the bubonic plague in Western Mongolia after eating an infected marmot, a sign the disease may be spreading after reports of it emerging earlier this month. Officials said about 15 other people are now under quarantine and are taking antibiotics after coming in contact with the boy. Two other teenagers who also ate the marmot are also being treated. The Mongolia government instituted a quarantine in the area of the Gobi Altai province where the cases happened. Last week, health officials in China's Inner Mongolia said they suspected a herdsman contracted the bubonic plague and was hospitalized and in stable condition. The plague has been found in large rodents that live in burrows in the Asian grassland, along with other wild animals in Mongolia, northwestern China, and eastern Russia. Mongolia has issued emergency warnings not to eat any wild animals in the region. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Nicole Del Cogliano from Farm Beginnings, the organicgrowerschool.org is their website. I was just talking about one of the things in the podcast that we had, and I have neglected to remind people about this podcast, although we have more and more people as we get a new station pretty much every week signing on to the program. We have thousands more people listening to the podcast to get the quick version. For example, on one of the recent podcasts, the focus on the price that is being paid for milk and how outrageous it is and how that has happened and what you can do about it, some ideas. And I might talk a little bit with Nicole about that as well, because dairy sometimes gets separated. It ought not to from the farm, from the produce growers. Also, we have a podcast up there right now that focuses on how cows are being treated on our dairy farms and also how you can use perfume, thank you, Doug, perfume to kill insects on the farm. This is, sometimes people laugh, huh, are you kidding? No, it really is, because a lot of the vermin, the flies and the mosquitoes and other things that are bothering the production of milk especially. A lot of insects are on. I'm constantly spraying my cows to keep the flies and the other insects away. One of the ways you can do it is to mix perfume in with whatever it is you have, because the bugs there haven't become immune to the perfume. So that's an idea we put forth in a podcast on the AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. And also, just a general, each week I try to put in an idea or two or three. You heard me already today talk about how we survive in these tough times, ideas that come forth that we need to, you know, and thus the idea for this program. New ideas, fresh ideas from people who are not necessarily new to the business, but have ideas that will help everybody. And it's nice to have Nicole and others like her take the time to share their experiences to help other folks out. So we get back now to the organic growers school and who's doing what here. The social exchanges that go on. I don't mean just necessarily for promotional purposes, Nicole, but I want to know how important social media is across the board for the benefit of farmers who are trying. What do you teach them?
The program that I teach, Farm Beginnings, is actually considered a whole farm planning and business course. And so a huge piece of that is looking at your values and what's driving you to farm, and then a lot of self-reflection.
And what are you finding? What is there a similar code? Are you finding similar thoughts when you ask those questions or explore that stuff?
Yes. One of the themes I see is people really seeking to have a connection with other people, with land. And so I think we at Organic Grower School, it's been a journey as we've, you know, introduced these different programs for farmers, responding to the needs of farmers, and sort of a journey of understanding that if we want to transform the food system and the agricultural system to truly serve the needs of all communities, you know, we really needed to begin to have an analysis and shared understanding of sort of the historical oppression and systemic racism in the food system and particularly in agriculture. And so, you know, that's something that is sort of the foundation now of a lot of our work and in our teaching. And I just will say that Organic Grower School, you know, it's been a journey for us, our own learning over the last 5 years. We are a primarily white-led organization and primarily serving white farmers in Western North Carolina. And so we really had to begin to understand and explore why that was and really increase our knowledge and our own, examine our own internal workings in the organization. And so all of that work has been going on as we've been continuing our programs that serve home growers and farmers. And so, you know, when we look at who is a farmer, who has access to land, who has access to capital, all of those pieces are hard for beginning farmers, but they're particularly magnified for farmers of color. And so that's something that is sort of a foundational piece of our work now.
The beginning farmers and understanding the difference between organic farming on a small farm and the large-scale organic growers, who I think are giving us the old one, too. I don't think you can be truly organic and run a huge farm. I just don't think you can. I think that some of the big providers have gone down that route because they've seen the public embrace organic growing. But really and truly, when you're as tied as tightly as you are to Monsanto and Bayer and DuPont and all these other outfits that are not really there, they're there to help themselves, not to help the farmers, I think that you really have to explore, and I hope you're teaching, that the true organic farm is the small farm, and not the, at least that's my bias. I guess I'm putting that bias on you, wondering what you think.
Well, you know, when we started with our name, Organic Grower School, it was before, we call it, you know, the big O, the National Organic Program, and it was a word that we were just able to use. And so that sometimes confuses people now, like, are you a certifier? Do you certify organic? And that's not our role. We certainly believe that you have to have sustainable practices and use organic practices on your farm, and we absolutely teach that. And we try to center and bring in farmers to teach for us that do that. So For example, I'm a farmer myself, a vegetable grower, biodynamic and organic, and my first interaction with Organic Grower School was by teaching and participating in our craft network, which is a farmer-to-farmer and apprentice peer networking and mentorship program. And so you cannot create a thriving food economy or a thriving community if you're poisoning land through your practices. And so we believe that not only do you have to be environmentally sustainable, but also economically and socially. And so you have to consider the people, the money, and the land. And all of those pieces are kind of the foundational structure of all of our programs, and particularly Farm Beginnings.
All right. I want to spend some time talking about dairy, because the assumption usually is when you're talking about growing, it gets to be, you know, the local garden, or it is the truck farm. We call them truck farms in New England. But I don't think that's fair. And dairy is really under attack. So let's spend a few minutes on that, Nicole, in a few moments. Nicole Del Cogliano, Farm Beginnings Coordinator at the Organic Growers School, organicgrowersschool.org. Let me send you to something else that's organic, ways to help you look your best that doesn't have to be caustically done. That is, when you decide you want to whiten your teeth and you see all the things on the market, that these trays with all this stuff in them, the whitening products that are around, the toothbrush, the toothpaste that has the little pearls in them, that they are successful in whitening your teeth, but they also ruin the enamel, so your teeth now are going to be more susceptible to the kinds of things you don't want to have affect your gums. Lots of cavities, ugh. No, let's not do that. Let's not create a mess. Here's a five-minute solution to a brighter, whiter smile that's all natural from Power Swabs. Power Swabs is patented tooth detergent and whitening agent that was created by dentist Dr. Martin Ginniger. He used it on his own patients for 4 or 5 years, and then some of his friends says, well, will you sell it to me? I want to use it because it's good. I'm charging $500 for whitening somebody's smile. This is the perfect way to do it. Well, he did that for a while, and then people started talking about it and saying, why don't you sell it to the public? So that's the story. He does. Power Swabs now available everywhere, and they have been. I've been talking about this on the air for 8 or 9 years, and the budget now is, it was more expensive when they first got started, but now it's become so popular. You can, this product, you don't have to buy it once. You don't have to, there's no future commitment. Once you try it and like it, I think you'll stick with it, but that's up to you. Go to powerswabs.com and get online for the whitening introductory kit. It'll cost you less than $40, actually, under the DJV10 code that you can use when you're buying and checking out. So go to powerswabs.com for the whitest natural smile anywhere. Use the code DJV10 and get the product. Try it. If you don't like it, obviously you get your money back. But these people couldn't stay in business if they didn't have a good product, and they've been around for quite a long time. Check it all out at powerswabs.com.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently, and now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, MyPillow towel sets, roll-and-go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free. That's the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor. The road is everything you want it to be.
Everything.
As long as what you want is road. Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policies starting at $75 a year. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy is not available in all states.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Continuing on now, a few more minutes with Nicole Del Cogliano at Farm Beginnings. The idea of dairy. Most people, when they think about farming, for whatever the reason, they think about the produce that grows on the farm. That's fabulous. That's great. But what about the vision for dairy farmers? What are you doing to help organic dairy people?
North Carolina used to be a huge dairy state, and obviously through consolidation and falling prices, a lot of family dairy farms went out of business. And so I don't see a lot of beginning farmers that interested in dairy, particularly because it's such a hard startup operation for all the costs and the different things you need to do to get a dairy started. Now, that being said, I do have a current student who has procured water buffalo and wants to have a water buffalo dairy.
Wow.
Cheese and yogurt, and he does have a mentor in North Carolina near Charlotte who also is doing this. So I don't see a lot of younger beginning farmers interested in dairy just because the barriers to entry are so high. We do still have, like in Western North Carolina, we have Looking Glass Creamery and the Mills River Creamery that are existing successful family dairy farms.
Yeah, but it is, you're right. The cost, I like the way you put it, frankly, because it's so accurate. The cost of entrance is so high because the government and collusion with all these big farm, these factory farms that have thousands of cows, they bought up a lot of land to use to produce food, but the cows don't have that access to that land. And that's a whole new thing. That's so foreign to me because I operate my dairy with the idea of pasture for all. And that's not, you know, that's something else that is perhaps a discussion topic for down the road. I just really, I wanted to ask you about Dallas Robinson, this fellow that is featured in an article that I saw. What's the story with him? Tell us his story. You got a minute or so to tell that story.
Dallas identifies as she, and so she was a student in my Farm Beginnings class. I guess she graduated last year, and she returned to her place that she grew up in, Whitakers, North Carolina. And so she took the class and already had an idea when she started the class that she wanted to start a farm on land her parents were able to buy during her youth, called the Harriet Tubman Freedom Farm.
Ah.
And, you know, she was able, like, she already had this vision, but she needed sort of help navigating the path. And I think the Farm Beginnings class, you know, it's like a container that allowed her to explore ideas and really bring her vision to fruition, which is a beautiful vision for healing trauma that a lot of African Americans experience in their relationship to land through growing food and medicine. So
we can see that story, follow it at organicgrowersschool.com, .org, excuse me. So you have classes starting all the time, I'm guessing, yeah?
Well, we actually start in October, and most of Organic Grower School's programs are going virtual this year, so anyone can join from around the country. And so Farm Beginnings starts in October, and we'll go through March with the online classes. And then we do have lots of different conferences and mentorships and access to different production trainings that, as of yet, we are not sure if in 2021 they'll be in person.
Whether you can do it or not, yeah. OrganicGrowersSchool.org. Thanks to Nicole Del Cogliano for her work and for being able to explain it as well as she has here on this week's American Family Farmer.
We'll be right back. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Doug Steffen here on this week's American Family Farmer, and now this comment. Some of the things in my mind right now have to do with a conversation that we just had from the lady from the Organic Growers School, thinking about where the opportunity is, thinking about how people get to it. One of the things that I've experienced in my years on the farm is having people understand. I actually was just thinking about this the other day when I was on a tractor and the power takeoff shaft was acting erratically, and then I think about people who have gotten their clothing or their hair or something caught around PTO shafts. Very dangerous. Life on the farm is dangerous. Life on the farm is something, I think there have been a lot of accidents on farms because, risk is unavoidable in agriculture. It just is. But managing it well is an essential function of any family farm operation. And without that cognitive thinking, I remember sort of learning the hard way, and that's, the school of hard knocks. We get taught that. I got hurt a couple times when I was a youngster on farms. I worked on three farms basically as a kid here in my neighborhood, and I've been fortunate enough to own all of them at one point in time or another. And I see how we can fall into certain traps by not thinking ahead about what it is we're going to do with the equipment. The equipment is big. It's powerful. It rules us, even though we have a seat on it and we have a steering wheel and we control the engine. But this machine is going to control you if you're not careful. And that's the case with all machines on the farm, whether you're on them and operating themselves, yourself directly or indirectly. And I think that this is something you've got to teach. I'm sure that that's what's going on at the Organic Grower School. They're teaching them not only how to grow, but how to be careful. You know, you have a lot of things that happen. The weather makes things difficult. And I'm telling you this story because of something that happened to me last Friday night, frankly. I went to a field. It was about dusk, and I had to move a tractor and a baler to another field, and I didn't have the people around to just follow me, so I decided I'd take the truck and the trailer down, and I was moving a Massey Ferguson 1100. I have five or six of those. I quite like them for the bigger work, plowing and harrowing and running big balers and stuff. So I have this new trailer that I'm not really that, I don't really like it, frankly, and I don't know, I haven't gotten the respect for it yet, but this event took me a long ways to respecting it, to the point where I don't want to keep the trailer. I'd like to get rid of it. But I learned a lesson. The surface of the trailer was wet. It was just beginning to rain. I have put a new oak floor in this trailer and treated it. But it was a little slippery to begin with. So I drive the tractor up onto the truck, and it lurches. The trailer itself kind of slides off because the right side of the trailer was in mud. And so the trailer goes off to the right, and the tractor itself sort of lurches because it wasn't quite centered on the trailer. So in essence, the tractor slid off the trailer. And if I hadn't been thinking or been able to react quickly, I would have gone over. Now, it has a roll bar and it has a canopy, so I probably wouldn't have been hurt. But it still scared the you-know-what out of me. And it made me think about how risky all of this stuff is. And if you move fast and you're not thinking, and a lot of farmers do because there's so much to do, especially this time of year, we're not always thinking safety. But I will tell you, managing it is very important. And if you have your farm open to the public, like mine is on the weekends, and they see you doing careless things, then they're probably going to discount your value to a point as a farmer. I have a big sign on my farm. It says, "This is an active farm. Welcome. Happy to have you here." But it's an active farm, so you've got to be very careful about where you're walking, what you're doing. And then this has to do also with the people that work on the farm. You got to be thinking about what you're doing, what you're fixing. I had a guy putting a transmission in a truck last week, and he didn't have it safely secured on the jack, and so it fell off the jack. Luckily, he didn't get hurt, neither did anybody else. But, you know, it's that kind of stuff. Taking shortcuts doesn't have necessarily a long-term gain to it. So, you can chuckle about some of the things we get away with, but be careful. That's, I guess, what's the old thing from Hill Street Blues, the sergeant used to say when the police went out, be careful out there. I guess that's something that is the byline. Be careful as you're working your way through, hopefully, what is a successful growing season. I'm Doug Steffen with my thoughts to help you be more successful here on the American Family Farmer.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special
DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.